part of a church family here at Christchurch. There are many different kinds of churches, aren't there? You can be a member of an Anglican church, a Baptist church, a Brethren church, a Charismatic church, a Coptic church, Episcopal church, Methodist church, Orthodox church, Pentecostal church, Presbyterian church, Reformed church, Roman Catholic church, a strict and particular church, and hundreds of different churches, aren't there? Different denominations. Some prefer a high church. Some prefer a low church. That's right. Some prefer a broad church. Some prefer a mega church. Some prefer a house church. And in remote places, you probably have to attend a virtual church. That's right. And in some countries, people belong to the underground church because they are a persecuted church. That's right. But at Christchurch, and I hope everyone accepts this and wants to be part of a local church, a community church, an international church, a Bible church, a Christ-centered church, and a Holy Spirit-filled church. Isn't that true? But many are realizing that God wants us to be an eco-church as well. An eco-church. What's an eco-church? What on earth is an eco-church? Well, an eco-church is simply a church that recognizes by our actions that we care for God's earth, creation. We had some amazing pictures of creation. We've been praising God for his creation and praying about his creation, but it's not the way God wants it, is it? And that's largely because of the way we have polluted, destroyed, abused, taken for granted God's good creation. That's why he wants us to be an eco-church as well. And today we're beginning a short series of studies on being an eco-church, and inside your weekly news is a leaflet that tells you how we can become an eco-church. So please read it and help us as a leadership become a bronze-awarded eco-church, and then, God willing, a silver level. And if we all really try hard, we might even become a gold-award eco-church. How about that? And to help us along the way, our prayer guide for September is all about becoming an eco-church. So please make sure you've got our weekly, our monthly prayer guide, Caring for God's Earth. And we're going to culminate our series on Harvest Sunday. So increasingly, Christians are realizing that caring for God's earth, God's creation, is actually part of the gospel. It's not separate from the gospel. It's part of the gospel. And because we have neglected God's earth in the past, or we've taken it for granted, we have a world that is not the way God intended. So what does the Bible tell us about becoming an eco-church or creation care? Well, first of all, the Bible tells us that God created us to know him and to know him personally and individually. How do we know that? Well, in Genesis 1, it says, God said, let us make human beings in our image, in our likeness. And that's why men and women complement one another, and together we reflect God's image. It means we have a lot in common with creation, but we also are like God. Unlike the animals, we can have a very special relationship with God. He gives us a personality. And he's also given us a mind to think with, he's given us a heart to love with, and he's given us a will to make a difference in our world. And he's given us his spirit so that we can know him personally. Know him personally. And Jesus talked about it too. He said, this is eternal life, that men may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent. Now, if you don't know God personally, you are missing out on the most important thing in life. And if you really want to know God personally and don't yet, then talk to Will or Simon or me or Hannah or Beth or Jeremy, and we'd love to tell you more about how you can know God personally. God created us to know him personally. That's the first step in learning to care for God's creation. The second step is to share him lovingly, to share God lovingly. What does the Bible tell us? Well, we saw in Genesis 1, God blessed the man and woman he created and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Now, this is one command people enjoyed obeying. Not many, but they enjoyed this one. And we're here today because people obeyed that command. That's why we've got grandparents and parents and children and grandchildren and maybe even some great-grandchildren. God blessed them, it says. And he said, fill the earth and subdue it. And we've done that well and truly. But he also wants us to reproduce ourselves and pass on our knowledge of him to others, to our children and our grandchildren. And that's where we have Sunday club teams and our youth leaders and our student leaders and our home group leaders. Because we want to share the good news of God with others. Do you realize that you are related to everyone in the world? Did you realize that? Your family tree includes everyone in the world. Everyone. We're one big, unhappy family. But we can do something about that. Because God also said to Adam and Eve, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they'll be yours for food. That's why we give thanks for our food, because it's a gift from God. And that's why we should share our food with others, because it's not ours. It's a gift from God. And you know, there is enough food in the world to feed everyone. There's enough food for everyone. It's all a question of whether we're willing to share it unselfishly. So, let's recap. The first step in demonstrating our creation care is that we learn to know God personally. Secondly, that we share him lovingly. And then thirdly, God has appointed us to serve him responsibly. Serve him responsibly. What did God say? Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over the creatures that move along the ground. God has given us responsibility to rule over the earth. And that doesn't mean we can do what we like with it, because it's not ours. It belongs to God, and he's entrusted it to us to care for it on his behalf. We are stewards of his creation. That's why many of Jesus' parables are all about tenants. Tenants and landowners. Because we are his tenants. That's why a little bit later in Genesis 2, it says this. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now that word work simply means to do service. When we work, we're serving God. And the word care actually means to protect. To protect creation. That's what God has instructed us to do. Not plunder it, not pollute it, but steward it for future generations. Have you ever been in a bathroom in a hotel or a restaurant and you close the door and there's a sign on the inside of the door? What does it say? It always says the same thing. Please leave this room as you'd expect to find it. That's right. That's what God is saying here in this passage. Your temporary residence on this earth, take care of it and bequeath it to the next generation. So how do we show that we really care for creation? Well, I'm going to invite you to do something that's highly embarrassing and you've probably never done it before in church. I would like to request, as far as I can go, that you take off one of your shoes. Okay? Just do it. It's painless. Take off one of your shoes, okay? If you really feel uncomfortable, take both off. Okay? Take a shoe off. Okay. And children, you are my monitors. If any adults around you have not taken their shoes off, you know what to do. Okay. Now, inside your weekly news, if you haven't looked yet, you have a surprise. Someone asked, where's the sermon outline? I said, it's the blank sheet of paper. That's your sermon outline. Please take out the blank sheet of paper, and you'll find a pen inside the seat in front of you, or a pencil. There's more pens over this side of the church and more pencils over this side. You may have to share it with the person sitting next to you. If you can't find a bit of paper or you can't find a pen, there are copies at the back of the church. And there is an A4 piece of paper for those with big feet. And there is an A5 piece of paper for those with little feet. And if you need a piece of A3 paper... Okay. Then what I want you to do is take your piece of paper appropriate for the size of your foot, take the pen in your hand, and draw around your foot. Now, if you can't reach down or you need help, the children would love to do it for you. And if you're a child and you've been requested to help an adult, please draw around their feet, not on their feet. No tattoos, okay? Just round the foot. And when you've done that, you can put your shoe back on. Okay. Now, yours probably looks a lot better than mine. Okay. I was tempted to say hold your page up, but that would really embarrass some of you, and I don't want to upset you. So let's pretend you've all done it. Okay. But brownie points if you have. So you now have your foot. Now, this is, thank you very much there. You have a unique footprint. Okay. A unique footprint. It's yours. No one else has that shape. Okay, it's your footprint. And what we're thinking about this morning is how we can reduce our footprint on this earth. How we can make a more lasting, helpful impact for the benefit of others rather than messing up this world in the way we have in the past. So, I'm going to give you 7 ways in which you can make a difference, how you can demonstrate your creation care, how you can help us become an eco-church. And I invite you, with a pen you have, or pencil, to write down any of the 7 that you think, I can do that. And if you got 7, I'd be very impressed. But if you can do one or more of them, it's a start. But it's a quiz, and so I'm going to ask you to think about them before I tell you what they are. And you may need to get some help on this one. So here we go. I'm going to give you a clue, and you've got to guess what the word is. So the clue for the first one is benefit, and it's a re-something. Okay, so what is it? And the little dots represent a letter. Okay, so that gives you a clue. So think of benefit, what will benefit others if we shout it out. Recycle, brilliant, you got the first one. Recycle. You can give to a charity shop things that you don't want anymore. Recycle them. You can take them to the recycling center so others can benefit from them. So recycling, it's very simple. We can all do that. Here's the next one. The clue is broken. Broken. Repair, that's right, repair. Just because something is broken doesn't mean you have to throw it away. You can repair it, can't you? We can all do that. Amazing what super glue does if you don't get it on your fingers. Okay, third thing. Barren. This is a difficult one. Certain things have become barren because of the way we treat them. So what should we do? This is a hard one. Do I have any takers? Replenish. Well done. Some fish species are close to extinction. What should we do? Make sure we're eating fish that are from stocks that are replenished. Paper. You can buy paper that where a company has promised to plant more trees than it cuts down to create the paper, or recycle paper. We can choose food that's farmed responsibly. Here's the third one. Binned. We've been an awful lot of things. The word is reuse. That's right, reuse. Reuse plastic bags. Don't throw them away. Reuse them. They cost at least 5 pence an hour. Okay, reuse them. Don't throw them away. This is an easy one. The kids should get this one. Batteries. batteries. Rechargeable. That's it. Rechargeable. Don't buy batteries that you have to throw away. Buy batteries that you can recharge. Recharge. How about this one? Bountiful. Bountiful. Bountiful sources. I'll give you a bit more of a clue. Bountiful sources. We've had replenish. Renewable. That's right. Switch to renewable energy sources like solar, wind, or tidal power. The world is bountiful. God has given us enough energy for everyone, but we're using the wrong kinds. We buy the ones that make a lot of money for certain people, and we don't use the ones that are God-given. Okay, last one. Burnout. Burnout. It's a short word. Give you a clue. It's mentioned in Genesis. Rest. Rest, that's right. We should learn to take a rest, a Sabbath rest, like God did on the seventh day and not work 7 days a week. We shouldn't plunder this earth 7 days a week. God has created in creation the seasons when plants go to sleep, animals hibernate, day and night. We should learn to live within the rhythm of the world in which we live. God says in Genesis 2, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he had rested from all the work of creating he had done. God wants us to learn to rest, and enjoy his creation. And that's why we meet on Sundays. So seven ways we can all learn to live more simply, and maybe have a smaller footprint on this earth, how we can live more in harmony with God's creation. Seven ways to show that we care about God's creation. Seven ways. Now, what I invite you to do when you get home is cut around your foot, not your real foot, the paper foot, and maybe keep it in your Bible if it will fit, to remind you of how we desire to become an eco-church. Because today we've discovered that God created us to know him personally. God expects us to share him and his world lovingly. And God wants us to serve him responsibly. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us to know and love you. Help us to be your wise stewards of this beautiful world. Enable us to be channels of your love and care for all the people and all the creatures on earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.